Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to the Educating for Success show. We bring families together with home business.
Hey, today this is Ray Perry coming to you from the backside of nowhere in southern Tennessee. What I thought I'd do today was bring to you one of our families who has been part of the online community at Educating for Success for quite some time, and have you learned from her pretty much basically what it is that we do and how we have impacted lives through some of the crazy programs and courses and contests and things on that we do at Educating for Success, because we have a different type of a community, and it's something that I've never seen before. It's always changing, and it's always challenging, but change is scary, as Rabbi Daniel Lappin said recently in one of his cool books. It was our book of the month this past month, Business Secrets from the Bible. And as I was reading through that, and I realized, yes, it's really hard to go from being in whatever situation that you have been raised up in, to have a job, to have two children, to have the standard marriage where two people are working, to go into a different realm of life and say, we want more. We want to have more children. We want to have a better standard of living. We want to have money that we can be able to support ourselves and our friends, but also go on mission trips and support lots of others. And so we want to live a different life. We want to even move out into the country and live a little bit in a rural situation. So what I thought I'd do is invite one of our families who has been around for a while, who's one of our solid families, who is just really always there and always engaging and participating in so many of the things that we do, to share with you from her perspective how our community has impacted her life and what it is that they're doing in their life. So I will introduce to you from Birmingham, Alabama, Deanne Shannon. Welcome, Deanne.
Hi. Thanks for having me, Ray.
It's great to have you on the show with us today.
Thank you. It's great to be here. I'm excited to share some of what we've learned and experienced at some of your previous conferences.
Good. So start off by telling us a little bit about your family, what your husband does, and how many children you have, and just give us an overview of what your family is like.
Sure. My husband's name is Mark, and he is an IT programmer for a large bank here in the Southeast, and we have been homeschooling our four children since the oldest was born, because we believe that homeschooling, home education begins at birth, because we believe in a lifestyle of learning. My oldest son just turned 16, and then I have a daughter about to turn 14, another son who is 10, and then a daughter who has special needs who is 6 years old. And about 3 years ago, my father passed away, and while my mom does not live with us at this time, we help moral and mental support for her, and she also travels with us to the conferences, because she has fallen in love with Ray and with her conferences also.
Well, and I have fallen in love with her. She was a sleeper. We went to a restaurant one night after a conference that we were at, and we were in downtown Nashville, and I didn't know about the place that we went to, and it turned out to be a little on the risque side, and I was so concerned that your mother was going to be offended, and I was so shocked when she turned out to be so fun-loving and awesome and wonderful, and she just accepted everything as it came along, and she didn't have a problem with anything, and I was just so glad to get the chance to know her better and to realize that she is such a godly influence in your children's lives. And that's one of the things that I think is so
Absolutely.
Important that our society has kind of stepped aside. We tend to expect our parents to move to Florida and retire, and we don't ever see them very much again, or we just stick them in a nursing home when they get older and they're not part of our lives. And yet you have brought your mom into your homeschooling life so that she has become an influence to encourage them and kind of work with you and with Mark as y'all are educating your children together. So tell us a little bit more about what that looks like.
Well, like I said, my mom does not live with us, but so she doesn't have as much in the day-to-day of schoolwork and all of that, but she has fully embraced our ideas of living a life full of learning, and she goes with us when we go on local field trips, when we go out of town, such as to raise conferences. She's really been a trooper. The first few times that she went with us places, she didn't really understand, you know, how we did things, because she still thought about things in the public school mindset. But now she has just really embraced our lifestyle of learning. And anyone that she comes in contact with, she is telling them about how we do things differently, how we educate our children differently, how we are, you know, raising our children with an entrepreneurial mindset. And she sings your praises too, Ray. She loves going to your conferences. She loves the people that you bring in to speak to us. She loves that she can have some personal time to speak with people individually, because like me, she is an outgoing people person. She loves those personal connections.
Yes, and she is so fun, and it's always so great to have her around whenever we get a chance to have her with us. So tell me, first of all, what is it that you do differently about school at your house?
Well, you know, personally, I don't think that we do anything that much differently until I start talking to other people, and then I start realizing how different we are. I was actually having a conversation with some friends today about how they plan their school year, and that was when I realized how differently I look at even that aspect of how to educate our children, because we don't follow the preset scopes and sequences. When I was outlining it to them, I actually realized we actually run our yearly homeschool schedule sort of like you would run a business, because I set it up from the beginning of the year with the end of the year in mind, not looking to the scope and sequence of curriculum to tell me what I need to do, but looking at my children as individuals and what I want them to learn and the knowledge that I want them to acquire over the next few months. And I start with that end in mind and start out with an overall focus for our year and write those down as goals for our year, then break those down into goals for the quarter, then break those down into goals for the month. And then as I'm doing my planning, I'm actually looking back at those monthly and quarterly goals to draw from that as to what we're going to do to achieve those goals over the next 2 or 3 weeks at a time. And it never really dawned on me that that is so much different than the way most people approach their school year. Most people approach their school year looking to their curriculums to guide them and actually help them teach their children based on what's written in them. Where I look at curriculums, the few curriculums that we do use, as sort of like an employee. It's something that I've hired to help me educate my children in certain areas, mainly such as math and language arts. And if those curriculums aren't working for us, I'm free to drop them, because I look at them differently. I don't look at them as my end-all, be-all. I look at them as my guide. And if this guide isn't fitting for us, then I'm free to drop it and find someone else who does. For the most part, though, most of our learning evolves around unit studies and living books. And again, that helps us to attain the goals that we've outlined for our year. And we can move through those books at our own pace, learning as we go. And as long as I don't have a whole year outlined of, you know, what we're set in stone that we're supposed to do, then I feel free to tweak that as our year goes along, as our month goes along, and add things in so that we can spend more time studying what we feel is important, or so that we can review something that maybe they weren't really sure of. And when I say that, I don't mean that we are sitting home with our books every day. A large part of our time is spent out in the world with people, learning things, engaging with people who have the gifts and talents that my children are seeking to learn more about, engaging with people who are teaching history at the museum, going to Civil War reenactments, visiting places of interest, talking to people who are, you know, giving the knowledge to people who come there, and actually going further and deeper with them and trying to let my children help with their own process of learning, because that helps me know what areas to direct them further in. And, of course, with all of those things, we look at God as the CEO of our homeschool and of any businesses that we start. So every single day I am engaging with God actively, asking him for his guidance in the role of teaching my children what he would have them learn, where he wants us to go, where we need to spend more of our time, because I want to raise my children to God's glory and let him tell me what this child needs.
That is awesome. And one thing that I've learned about being a business owner is that you have to be able to order your steps and manage your time, because when you're in school, your time is completely managed for you. When you're an employee, yes, your time is managed completely for you. But when you have your own business, one of the biggest problems is that you have to manage your time yourself, and it's real easy to just sit down and waste 4 hours or 5 hours sitting around watching a movie or a TV or playing video games or something because you have that time. And all of a sudden you realize half the day is gone and you haven't accomplished anything. So what are you doing,
yes,
to help your children, your older children especially, learn how to order their steps?
They are active partners in helping me outline what it is I want them to learn. They're telling me what they want to learn, what areas they want to dive deeper into. We also discuss what areas are weaknesses for them and discussing the need to push through some of those weaknesses, even when it's hard. And in doing that, it gives them a much stronger desire to continue actively learning, to not just sit back and piddle their time away doing something that feels good. Because, you know, let's face it, sitting in front of a television for hours, vegging out, playing a video game, something like that, those things feel good. They do. And it's up to us to have a drive or a passion or a desire that keeps us out of those places. And so working with my children, giving them an active role in outlining what it is they want to learn and how we're going to learn different things, that helps them stay motivated to stay out of those places. It doesn't mean that we don't allow that to happen sometimes, because we do. Every family does. But they have that end goal in mind also. And so we have certain defined times of the day that we work on schoolwork, that we do read alouds and things like that. And then I have certain times of the day set aside for me to be able to work on my own projects, my own business ventures and things like that. And they get a little bit of downtime during that time. And then in the evenings, we work together as a family, working on family projects, family business ventures, things of that nature. So they get some of their own time to do what they want to do, and they respect that we are just trying to help them achieve their goals and their ambitions for their life, and helping them be able to try new things and not be afraid to fail. And if something doesn't work out the way that they wanted to, they're home. They're in their safe place where they can just be, you know, held back up and say, it's okay, it's not the end of the world. We just keep going and we just keep trying.
That is great. So tell me what some of your children's business projects are.
Well, starting back a few years ago, when the first time that we attended one of your conferences, only my oldest son and I were able to attend that particular year. And he came home filled with just, you know, tons of ideas. And myself, I am like an idea generating machine. So together we could come up with all kinds of ideas. And then we chose a few to begin implementing. And when he was 14, he started his own eBay business. He started out selling things that he didn't need anymore. He was big into Pokemon cards and the video game at that time. And he began selling Pokemon cards and actually, you know, data, the actual Pokemon that you capture in the game. He was actually selling those on eBay. And once he started earning money with that, he was like, oh, this is awesome. And he set up his own account, and he prefers to specialize in selling electronic items, things of that nature, on his eBay account. I also stepped up my eBay business during that time as well. Then, as a family, we began looking at selling on Amazon. And so we do that as a family together, and each of the children have taken turns learning different aspects of that, from sourcing to packaging, all of those things. We do that together as a family. And now that I feel like, well, also I forgot to mention my daughter, when she was 12, my oldest daughter began her own business making scarves and selling on Etsy. And she has now determined that although she enjoys doing that, it's not something that she wants to do long term. And that's fine. That's part of the process of letting them learn what they enjoy to help them learn what directions they want to go. And sometimes we learn best, not always from our mistakes, but also just from the experiences. We learn, yeah, that was great, that worked out well, but it's not really something I want to do long term. And so it's helping them be able to step into these roles and try things out. Currently, since I've taken this time to help teach them some of these basics, and we're working together on some of these eBay and Amazon businesses and all of those things, I feel like it's now my turn to work on something that God has placed within me, passions that He has put within me using my giftings. And that's a current project that I'm working on, to develop a space for women, mothers, especially homeschool mothers, to come and learn about things that they can do, ways that they can progress in some of the giftings that God has given them. Because, you know, especially as a homeschool mom, as a Christian homeschool mom, we sort of get stuck in that role. And we think, this is what God has called me to do, and I'm going to do it to the best of my ability. And somewhere along the way, we forget that that's not the only thing that God has called us to do. And while that's an honorable and noble position to fill, children grow up. And the homeschool mother hat that we wear is really only for a season. It's not our identity. And so my goal with my new project is to help other mothers who fall into the same trap that I did of thinking, this is all God wants of me, and to begin drawing out and remembering who God has created them to be. Because the way I stumbled upon this was in conversations with my children, where I had forgotten some of the amazing things that I did in a professional life, in a personal life, before I had children. And they had no concept of, you know, the fact that I had started nonprofit organizations and all kinds of different things. I had forgotten those things as well. I had forgotten my passions that God had given me outside of homeschooling my children. And so my goal with this project is to help other women sort of wake up to those passions that God has placed inside of them, because He's called us all to do more than just one thing. We're more than a wife. We're more than a mom. We're more than a homeschool mom. We are His creation, and He has created us all for something amazing.
That is so true, and yet so many people don't understand that concept, and so many moms have forsaken their family so that they can go have the career first, and sometimes that doesn't work for everyone if you want to have children, because later in life you're not able to have children. But to be able to work on projects with your children while you're homeschooling them, that actually do make money. That's a pretty fascinating opportunity that just, I think, is just marvelous. It's just so wonderful. So your children and your mom and your husband have all joined you at our conferences, several of them, in the past few years. So tell us what your experience has been, and give us a little insight as to why you keep coming back. Are you there?
Can you hear me?
Yes, I can hear you. But did you hear my question? Are you there? Hello. My question was.
Ray, can you hear me?
Yes, I can hear you. Can you hear me? Uh-oh, we're having a little bit of technical difficulty, so sorry about that. My question was, you've been coming to our conferences with your children and your mom for several years. Why is it that you keep coming back, and what do you get out of the conferences? And I think we've lost her. Technology is so wonderful when it works, but then when it messes up, it's a mess, unfortunately. Not sure exactly what's happened here. Deanne, are you there? Hello?
Mm-hmm.
I can hear you, Deanne. Can you hear me? Something is not right on the tech side. So sorry about that. Well, if we can get her to come back, I want her to tell you why she keeps coming to our conferences and bringing her family, because they've been to several. In fact, her family joined our Protege program, and because I love taking people with me, I've actually taken Deanne with me to FPEA, which is one of the homeschool conventions in Florida years ago. I've taken her several times, two or three times she's gone with me to the conferences, and it's been so fun, so wonderful to have her with me at those conferences, and she's been able to promote her business as well while she's been there. So we're getting ready to host our conference coming up here August 12th through the 14th, 2016, in Louisville, Kentucky this year. Our keynote is Joel Salatin, who is an amazing farmer and radical patriot. If you have never heard this guy, go on YouTube and do a search for his TED Talk and watch the latest ones. They are really phenomenal. This is an amazing man of God who has a message to share with the rest of the world about farming, and he is such an interesting speaker. He's so funny, and he's just articulate, and he's just an encouragement to listen to about so many topics. So he's our keynote this year. And we also have one of our members, Brian Young, who is a homeschool dad from Minnesota, seven children. Wife was sick last year, and he still managed to make $1.5 million selling books on Amazon. So he's going to share with us about the system he created and how he made that all work. We have one of my friends from Germany who is now in America, and he is going to share about buying and selling real estate. We have Mike Stewart, who's going to be talking about audio and video, and we have several other things in store for you. Jennifer Navarrete, who is actually recording this for us today, is going to talk more about social media. And our resident Educating for Success accountant, Mauricio, is coming from Colorado, where he's going to be able to share about business tips to help your business grow. So I think we have Deanne back on the line now. So, Deanne, I was just telling our listeners about the conference that we have. And so I would love for you to share, why is it that you bring your family to conferences? You've been to several of them. What do you guys get out of it, and why do you keep coming back?
Oh, my goodness. Do you have another hour? No, I'm just kidding. we dearly love going to Ray's conferences. And I think, you know, the thing is, the first time I took my younger children, I was really afraid that we wouldn't be able to sit and hear a lot and that they would want to go out. And my 10-year-old, one of the previous conferences when he was, I think, nine, right after hearing one of the speakers, he walked up to the speaker, he shook his hand, and he said, You are the most amazing speaker I have ever heard. I love that. He was 9 years old. And I think that just perfectly sums up how all of us feel. In fact, a couple of months ago, before registering for this year's conference, I just briefly said, I'm not sure if we're going to be able to go to Ray's conference this year. And my children from all different parts of the house heard that and came running to the kitchen saying, what? Why? We have to go. We can't miss it. And I think, you know, that right there, it's not just the speakers. It's not just the friendships. It's not just the dancing afterwards in the evenings. It's the whole package. My family just dearly loves it. They love hearing from the speakers. They love being poured into like I've never seen them before. They enjoy it to a degree that I can't even really explain. They take notes. They form relationships, not only with the people who are attending, but also with some of the speakers. A couple of them that I mentioned this year that were going to be at this year's conference, my children said, oh, I can't wait to hear them because they've already formed a relationship with some of the people in the past. They just really look forward to that. And I love seeing that desire and that drive in every member of my family. I love the feeling after a conference when we come home with tons of ideas and tons of motivation. And like I said before, I am an idea generator. I can whip them out like nobody's business. And after these conferences, everybody in my family, they're more willing participants. They love to take those ideas that we come up with and actually start putting them into use and see how things turn out. It's like a kid building with a Lego set. Oh, that didn't work. Let's just build something else. And I love seeing that in them. And I love seeing how my mom enjoys the conferences and how she takes notes and is internalizing all of this information that she's getting. And above all else, I love the fact that every person that we have heard from at Ray's conferences has really delivered from a Christian perspective. And we can take from them not only business information, but also godly principles. And that is very important to me with the aspect of business in mind. So we all just love it, and we wouldn't miss it.
That is awesome, and we can't wait to see you again. The one thing is that when I started taking my children to professional conferences years ago to learn about real estate investing, those conferences did not allow children in, and I had a hard time getting my boys in, even though they were 18 years old and 16. And so I put myself in. If I was ever able to create an experience where young people could come and learn those kind of things, especially when they're 10, 12, 14 years old, when they're really starting to seek out the answers to those questions, why am I here? What is my purpose on earth? What am I supposed to be doing with my life? If you got a vision for your life when you were 10, 12, 14 years old, you would have a much different experience through those high school years. You would take your education much more seriously, but you'd also have a direction to go in and a goal to aim at. And so that's why I bring millionaire in a variety of different fields to talk to the young people that are hungry to learn about the options for having a home business out there so that they don't have to just be frustrated with the idea of getting a job, barely making it, barely getting by like so many of us are doing, and being able to make a difference in the world using their specific gifts and talents. So we bring people across a broad spectrum of abilities. There's something there for everyone. But the best thing about the whole thing is, other than the fact that we dedicate the whole thing to God, is that at the end of every night we do English country dancing, and the young people and the old people all absolutely love it. And so I think that's why they all keep coming back. But anyway, Deanna, it's been great having you share a little bit about your family with us today. I look forward to seeing you at the next conference, which, of course, will be in Louisville, Kentucky on August 12th through 14th. So say hey to Mark and all the kids, and I appreciate you joining
Absolutely.
Me today.
Absolutely.
Great having
Thank
you here.
Thank you very much, Ray. Appreciate it.
Great. So if you want to learn more about our conference, you're welcome to go to educatingforsuccess.com/2016. HBC to get all the details and learn more about how you can change your life and bring your dad home like we did, but most of all, have a life that glorifies God while you also pay your bills and help others with the money that you make from your own home business. This is Ray Perry. Let me say that again. This is Ray Perry, and I look forward to seeing you in Louisville. Have a great day.
Thank you for joining us. To learn more about what we do at Educating for Success, visit us at educatingforsuccess.com.